I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. As always, we look forward to bringing you some extraordinary guests to talk to you about their roles and what they're doing. And so today, we have none other than Harris County Attorney who is joining us today, Chris Menefee. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, let me just say welcome. I had the pleasure of meeting you most recently, and you've got a huge county that you are responsible for in so many duties. But for a lot of people, they may not understand your role. So tell us exactly, what does your department do, and what does it mean to be the lawyer for the county?
The easiest way to explain it, Dr. Murillo, is we are not the district attorney. We do not prosecute any criminal cases. Instead, we're the civil legal office for the county, and that really means that we have three functions. One, I'm sure many of the folks watching in have a company that they work at, and your company has a legal department. And before you can make certain high-profile decisions, you have to get clearance from the legal department. So that's one role that we serve here at the county. Two, we represent the county. It's more than 60 elected officials, and it's more than 18,000 employees anytime there's a lawsuit that's filed against us. And three, we really serve as a sword function. There are many instances where we are able to bring lawsuits against other governmental entities or against large corporations when either they've violated the voting rights of the folks in the county, or there's been some large-scale pollution incident, such as the plant explosions we've seen over the past few years. And so those are really our three functions: the legal department, the sword, and the shield.
Well, you talked about something there which is of great interest to us: small business.
Absolutely. And one of the ways that we are integrally involved in the small business community here in Harris County is we have a very thriving MWBE program here at the county. And so our office is in charge of helping facilitate that process. It's a relatively new program that the county's rolled out, but we're seeing contracts with the county that involve an NWB component, and those tend to be small companies. But aside from that, there isn't a single contract with Harris County government, whether it be flood control, our engineering department, or any of the many other departments at the county. There isn't a single contract that doesn't come through the county attorney's office. And in fact, in many instances, we're the folks who write the contracts. And so it is a great honor for us to be deeply involved in helping businesses in Harris County thrive.
Well, and we appreciate that, as we know that small businesses are always looking for opportunities. And it's good to know that, again, with the county, there are those opportunities. Voting rights. We've heard a lot about voting rights. Tell us a little bit about your office and the engagement it has with voting rights.
Well, we serve as the chief counsel to the Harris County Elections Office, which, of course, is the office that conducts voter registration and administers the elections. And more importantly than that, we've seen a slew of laws passed here in the state of Texas that really change major voting processes in Harris County. So, for example, the recent law, SB1, changed the different types of requirements that on folks who are attempting to vote by mail. We know that that tends to impact disproportionately our seniors in the community, as well as folks who may be disabled or dealing with physical body ailments. And so we do everything we can to ensure that as all these new laws are passed, that the elections office properly navigates those laws and that the county itself can get the information out to voters to know exactly what they need to do to ensure that their ballot is going to be cast. And I think at the end of the day, it's the goal of that office, of our office, to ensure that as many eligible people participate in the process as possible and don't have any hiccups that results in their ballots being thrown out.
Well, and for that and so much more, the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce thanks you and the entire team over at Harris County. Chris Menefee, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.